Home Care. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. My name is Mrs. Williams, and I'm calling in regards to, and first of all, I want to speak to Sarah.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Miss Sarah.
Hi.
This is Mrs. Williams, and this is about a case, and
oh,
this
God.
Case was supposed to have started Saturday.
What case is this?
This is with Navora Williams and
yes.
Antoine.
Mm-hmm. Let me see what's going on. Antoine.
And the case has been approved, and it was supposed to have went into effect Saturday.
Yeah. The issue we're having, I don't know if you're aware, there's a nationwide outage for a lot of different web servers. So we haven't had consistent use of our database today, but let me see if I can get in HHA, because HHA was down as well, because Amazon apparently owns everything, I guess. Their servers go down.
And I've been trying to get a hold of you, and oh, Lord.
I'm so sorry.
I done called them people, and I done laid them people out, and I called Keystone, and she told me, he said, no. Well, what happened was Saturday, my insulin was messed up at the pharmacy. So I had to spend the day at the pharmacist, call my doctor. And so, like I said before, if y'all had an outage over here on my end, I was in there laying them people out at the pharmacy. Again, I am a retired registered nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I know pills and I know all that stuff like the back of my hand. They sent me some insulin that was too strong for me, hypothetically. If I'm only taking 5 milligrams, what the hell am I doing taking 25 milligrams? Y'all trying to kill me. Y'all trying to put me in a coma.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is where I was. And then I called them up today. I just finished speaking to Keystone, and she just told me, she says, nope. She says, we sent everything over to Sarah. The last time we spoke, you told me that Antoine needed to show some.
Yes, we needed a couple more documents or something. Let me talk to HR. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have no way to even look to see if it's in HHA yet. But if she says she put it into HHA, then, I mean, I'm sure that it's there. But, again, our computers have been down all day, including the national HHA computers are down. So if it comes back...
Tell me about about Antoine.
Well, that's what I don't have access to anything. I'm trying to get into the sheet where I can view his HR records, but I don't even have that up. So I'm trying. Look, it might come up now. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get it. Hold on. Hi. Yeah, I don't have it. I can see that he sent his everything like that I sent him, but I don't, the only thing I just don't know about is his background check and the TB, because I have no access to the HR. So,
but wait a minute. Oh, he took
the Quantiferon?
I know he took an X-ray.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So as long as he has everything in, and the auth is dated for Saturday, it won't be an issue. You can have him, we can pay him, but again, I just, hold on, let me see if the other office has access to it. Hold on. Yeah, they don't have access either. It's just a nationwide thing. So if it comes up, I'll let you know. Otherwise, I will give you a call as soon as I come in the morning and verify everything.
Would you do me a favor? Would you text me?
Yes, I will.
You do better texting me because we're still trying to straighten out my medicine.
Okay, I'll give you. I'll shoot you a text in the morning with the to let you know where we stand.
Wait a minute, Pete. I'm quite sure he ain't punch in Saturday, and none of y'all would have been able to get a hold of us because we was up at that.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'm just like I said, I can't do anything for you right now. I have no even information in front of me to offer you. So let's just discuss.
Should I have him call? Should I have him give you a call?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Because he's so stupid, he just left out of here.
Absolutely, have him give me a call. But like I said, you know, if he was given the go ahead by HR, Monica would have called.
Okay, what about this scheduling thing? I don't know.
The HHA Exchange app is what he uses to clock in and with his schedule. So.
Well, did you do that? Did you help him with that?
Yeah, that is down. That's what's down nationwide. The HHA Exchange app.
That's what's down.
So I have no access to any schedules or any authorizations or anything. So
if you need me or if you need some verification. Mm-hmm. Up at that CVS.
All right. No worries. I trust that he was with you. I mean, I'm sure. But it's just, I just need to access my database, and then I'll be able to update everything, okay?
And let me ask you something
else. Yeah, of course.
Do he get a sign-on bonus? I'm just asking.
If he has a sign up, I mean, if he doesn't have one in, I can,
I don't know.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to ask him.
Yeah.
I got too many medical problems to be asking. I'm asking you.
Yes, but not everybody is offered a sign up bonus. If you ask for it, we will usually offer you a $150 to $200 bonus. But I will add that into his file also, okay? So even if it's not there, it'll be there now.
I need you to get back to me because I call Keystone.
Yep.
And
yeah,
like I said,
I know.
Of course they don't know your business.
I know.
But she said you call Sarah and let her know.
I know
about the mix up and the medicine with your insulin.
Mm-hmm.
You let her know. That's where y'all were trying to straighten that out.
Yeah, no worries.
And then we had the. Contact the doctor.
I'm sure.
And try to find him so that he can verify 5 milligrams of insulin instead of 25 because they wanted to make sure that they didn't put it. They don't want a lawsuit.
Yeah, of course.
But that's where Antoine and I were.
All right.
Okay.
All right, but we'll talk. Right, as soon as it comes up, I'll let you know. If you don't hear from me by 5, I'll be here tomorrow at 9, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.